produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Danita DeReese on the Create You. And as I always say, become the person who you want to become and not the person someone else wants you to become. And that is so important, especially in now, in today's time, with everything is going on. You know, people are trying to find different ways of, you know, earning money. They're trying to find different ways of spending time with family. You know, we've been in, you know, lockdown for so long, and we come to a point where we've enjoyed family. Probably a lot of family have just suggested a lot of things that you should do and that you shouldn't do. You know, maybe go back to school, but you really don't want to go back to school. Maybe look for a new job, but you really like your job. You just like to complain about it every now and then and again. And your family members and friends are saying, oh, well, just look for a new job. You can find something better. That's probably not what you want to do. So just be careful on who you are talking to and what you are saying to that person, because you don't want that person to give you negative vibes and give you negative thoughts throughout the day on what you should do with your life. So as we talk today, I want you to think about what do you want to do with your life, and what do you like to do? What do you want to do with it, and what would you like to do with it? Because you have to think about, you know, we didn't think this pandemic was going to just stop us. You know, it stopped us dead in our tracks. You know, we didn't see this in the future, that a big pandemic would take over the world and it would stop all humans from being the humans that they are, you know, hugging people, laughing with people, going to family holiday gatherings. It just completely stopped us. So it gave us this time to think about, you know, after this is over, what do I do now? Or while we're going through it, let me think about what I can do now so that when, you know, we're able to function fully, you know, I'll have this already in place and I can already execute it and do what I like to do. And while you're thinking about that, I want you to write these four things down. How can you improve your spirituality, your religion beliefs? How can you improve your relationships? How can you improve your finances, which is 3? And how can you improve your personal life, with number 4? And we're going to go through those, you know, and going through those, we want to talk about, you know, outline, get paper and pen, and we want to outline each of these areas so we can improve in these areas. Because once we improve in these particular areas, it will also give us time to think about what else do we want to do for our life, whether that's, you know, starting a new business. Because, you know, a lot of people right now is wanting to start a business either from home or brick and mortar, because they understand that they can't wait for the government to bail them out. You know, they don't want to be in this situation again, waiting for $600 from the government, waiting for $1,200 for the government. When we already know in reality that $600 and $1,200 isn't enough for you to live. You're still getting paid less than what you were getting paid at work. Yes, that may help you pay a mortgage for 1 month. Yes, that may help you pay a gas bill and a light bill for 1 month, but that's 1 month. We have to think about things currently what's going on, but then we have to think about things what we need to do later on in life. But we have to think about things that's going on right now as today so we can figure it out and we can go with the flow. We won't have these issues later on. So if you think, put yourself in the now. You know, let's not think about the future. Just put yourself in the now and see where you at right now and today. You know, what do I need to do to improve myself? What do I need to do to, you know, lose weight? What do I need to do to be a family person? We need to think about the stuff that we're doing currently right now as today, because we don't want to think about stuff in the future because we already know something like the pandemic just shut us down. We want to be present. That's the word. We want to be present in all areas of our life. We want to be present at work. We want to be present at church, whether it's online or in person. We want to be present with our finances. We want to be present with our relationship. We want to be present with our current life now. You know, if you're not happy with what you're looking at in the mirror, keep looking at yourself. Keep looking. Do not look at that mirror. Keep looking in that mirror and say, I believe in me. I believe I can make myself a better person. I believe I can lose this weight. I believe I can learn how to put makeup on my face. I believe, you know, you have to believe in yourself in order to conquer anything that you want to do in life. And a lot of people, you know, including me, you know, sometimes I have that less belief in my life, in myself. Some things I'd be like, oh no, I don't think I can do that. That sounds a little bit too much work. Or that sounds like, I don't know. I'm just not sure about how to go about that. Well, who's going to teach me how to do, who's going to teach me how to be on social media? Who's going to teach me how to write content? You know, a lot of people, we get into this self-doubt thought and we don't know how to get ourselves out because we keep limiting ourselves to self-doubt. Self-doubt will destroy you if you don't know how to come out of self-doubt. You know, it's always a way. Let's put it that way. It's always a way for you to become a better person. It's always a way for you to become a person who you want to be. You know, some people, you know, they were in abusive relationships. They were sex trafficked. They were on drugs. They have criminal histories. You know, their family wasn't the best family to grow up. Mom and dad, all they did was fight and throw stuff at each other. You know, those are your experiences that you had in life. Although you had those experiences, what are you going to do to let those experiences go? You know, we don't want to hold on to that for the rest of our life. We don't want to, you know, make it seem like that's what life is about. Because just because those experiences happened in your life, that is not what life is about. Life is about enjoying life. You know, life is about being present. Life is about having fun. Life is about not holding grudges. Life is about not being mad all day. Life is about going to work and saying good morning to your coworkers, even if you don't even like them. Still say good morning. You know, I've done it for years. It's coworkers I didn't care about. But every morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. You know, I walked in with my friendly face. I get that from my mother because she say hi and good morning to everybody she walks past. You know, whether she don't know them or she do know them, she still say good morning or hi, good afternoon. So we want to make sure we don't sit there and hold those experiences to our current life. And if you're in the situation right now, you're dealing with those issues right now, seek out a mentor. Seek out counseling. Seek out someone who can help you get away from that experience so you can live the life that you want to be. Because I firmly believe living is the key. Living. You know, living is the key. A lot of people, yeah, say, we live day to day. No, you don't live day to day. If you're living the way you want to live. You're living the way God wants you to live. Also, you're living the way of abundance. You're living in the mindset like My mind is clear. My mind is free. I release all that negative energy. I release all of that baggage. I let it all go. Now I feel so free. Yes, I do. I feel free. I feel free that I let all of that stuff go. I can't believe I held on to that stuff for 20 years. And once I release it, I'm good. I feel better. I am that person. I am that man. I am that mother. I am that wife. I am the husband. I am the brother. I'm the uncle. I'm the aunt. I am what I want to be. I'm the best person at work. I got the monthly employees award. I got the highest commission at work because I worked my butt off. I got it. I did what I wanted to do. Believe it or not, holding all those bad negative experiences, it really stops you in your tracks, and it doesn't allow you to move. You know, and once you get stuck, sometimes you're there for that amount of time. You're there for a very long time until you figure out how to get unstuck. So let's go back to what I was speaking about earlier, our four principles we're going to work on today. And like I said, the first one is spirituality. Whether that's a religious belief that you have, or you have a spirituality into, you know, anything that makes you motivated or makes you feel better after you do it. You know, meditation is possibly is good too. You know, you want to, if you're into becoming one with yourself, you have to work on that particular area. You have to work on your spirituality. You have to, you know, see what I want, you know, out of my spirituality area. Where do I want to go with this? You know, maybe you may want to just, you know, a lot of people right now, they can't go to church, but you can see it on TV. You know, you may haven't watched church or been to church in 25 years, but now you like, let me get back into church. Let me turn on the TV and let me listen to the word. You know, let me find a local church that I can go to after everything clears up. But while I'm waiting, I can sit here and watch somebody that I can, you know, relate to on TV. There's so many places on TV where you are online that you can go and listen to someone speaking the gospel of the day. You know, number two, relationships. In your relationships, there's so many areas in relationships that we can improve on. Our relationship with our families. Is our relationship with our families, you know, terrible and we just don't like each other? How can you as a person fix that? How can you get everybody on the same plate? Because, you know, a lot during this quarantine right now, we had to spend a lot of time with family, and hopefully it was good times and not bad times. We have to, you know, we learned more about each other than we probably ever learned our whole entire life. We learned what we don't like. We learned what we do like. You know, you never knew mom was you never knew your mother liked to listen to jazz for 4 hours a day because you don't live with her no more. You never knew dad liked to crochet. He, you know, it was one of his secret passions that he just do just to keep him calm and relaxed, and it helps him. You know, you never knew your sister liked to read books a lot because you don't live at home with these people no more. But you had to come home. Well, you had to come home and be with them about 24/7 hours a day, and you learned all this new stuff about them. You didn't know your sister can sing or your brother can sing because they never did it when they were younger, when you guys were growing up, and it's just something that they do when they're alone. You know, some people are like that. They can sing very, very well, but will never sing in public. Will never sing on YouTube or any of those other social medias because they enjoy just singing for themselves. So they'll wait till everybody leave the house and have them whole full concert of them singing. So, you know, so things like that, you never even knew. So you want to build your relationship with your family members. Get in tune with them. Learn what they like. You know, then if you have friends out there, you want to make sure that you're staying in contact with them. You know, do video chat, conference calling. You know, you want to make sure that person is okay, especially for individuals that live by themselves. You know, they don't have no one on them. They're working at home, working from home, so they're at home 24/7. You know, they only go out to get groceries and possibly get some takeout or something. But you want to make sure you check on that, your friend, too, because
That can become a mental issue because they're at home alone by themselves, and they're so used to having company come over and entertaining and being that person that everybody go to for entertainment, that person they go to go to the malls, that person they go to. But just think, all of that just got stopped. So you want to make sure that you stay in contact with that friend that you have that may be living alone. I mean, every once a week, have a party on one of the live chats and, you know, do like a once a week party, just a meetup, just so y'all can see each other and talk and catch up and, you know, just have fun with it. Right now, we have to become creative. We have to become creative when it's time to reach out to family and friends. You know, some people, you know, but before when all this all started, people were doing car drive-bys. If somebody graduated, a whole lot of people would decorate their cars and put balloons on it and put signs on it and ride past that person's house, blowing the horns, you know, handing out gifts, handing out cars. You know, it was real big at the beginning of this pandemic because we had to become creative for people. A lot of people lost their graduation, so they did the exact same thing. Some family members, they built stages in their backyards just so their son or daughter can walk across the stage for their graduation because they didn't have it in high school. You know, a lot of high schools got canceled. They couldn't do that. So we had to become creative. So that's also come with the friendship because, you know, you can help in those areas too. You know, I got a couple of people that's getting married or was getting married and got postponed, but we're still talking about it and we're still planning it and it's still going on. It just had to, you know, you just had to wait. You just have to wait if you want to invite your family and friends to it. The other part in friendship is even, you know, your friendship, your relationships at work. You know, you like I said earlier, you may not care for somebody or you may like somebody a whole lot and you guys just, you know, talking all the time. But, you know, if you have a coworker who's quiet and shy, bring that coworker into your conversation. You know, ask him or her questions. Get to know them, too. You know, build your relationships at work. Talk to someone who you would normally talk to at work. Just, you know, build more and more relationships. That's the key of the running of the world. Just build more and more relationships and, you know, enjoy the relationships, enjoy the conversations you're having with people. Enjoy everything about life right now. The next part is finances. Yes, we're going to talk about finances. I know this is an area where people do not like to talk about because they do not keep their finances in order. I know I used to be like that too. And, you know, throughout this pandemic, I'm not going to lie, I fell off a little bit because I needed to get out the house and, you know, I'm just going to go out and get some groceries. I'm going to get five things. Next thing, I got the groceries, and then I come out with sheet trays, and then I come out with a shirt and pair of pants. Things I didn't even need or was going to the store for. But, you know, we have to control our finances because, you know, right now we want to try to save as much money as possible. Put money to the side and have that savings account because, like I said, we don't want to keep waiting for someone to bail us out. You know, if something like this happens again, God forbid it doesn't ever happen again, we want to make sure we can sustain our income, sustain our finances, and we don't have to sit there and wait for the government to bail us out or wait for unemployment for 8 to 10 weeks because we couldn't get on. We want to make sure we have that money stashed aside for at least us right now, being what just happened. I used to just say 6 months. Now I'm going to say have your finances in order for at least a year, year and a half, just in case something's happened again where you can't work, okay, and you're not getting the income. I changed my whole finance curriculum. I mean, I was like, you know what, now I need to make sure I got at least 2 years' worth of money in my bank, making sure that if something happens, I know I can live for 2 years without no worries or no problems. I'll be on a strict budget, but I know I can do this. So we have to look at situations like that now because of what just happened. Put that money away. Set it aside. Have it if you're working and you have the resources to have your paycheck split up. One go to one account. One go to another account. Do that. Set up your direct deposit. Make sure it's automatic where, you know, $50 go to this account. Something you won't even miss it because you don't even get it in your current paycheck. You won't even notice that that money's gone. But then the next thing you know, you'll see that in your personal savings account, you have X amount of dollars, and you're not going to believe how much it is because you never paid attention to it, you know. And I'm also the type, don't have it at the same banks, you know, or credit unions or institution of financing. Make sure it's at two different locations because you don't want to go in a location with your savings and that money you're playing with. You want to make sure this is in two different locations and you have no access to getting that money. You don't want a debit card. You don't want a credit card. You don't want anything for that particular account where it would entice you to go take a little bit off the top. No, you want nothing to do with that account. Only thing you want is $50 or $25 or $10, whatever you can afford or whatever you can budget to go through that account and make sure it's there. Next with finances, you want to make sure that you are writing everything down. Get a notebook. Write everything down. You know, keep your receipts because your receipts is going to tell you where you're overspending at. You know, I used to do a lot of takeout, and my receipts at the end of the month, it was, oh, my gosh, I couldn't even believe how much money I was spending on takeout. But my receipts at the end of the month was ending up to a car note. I couldn't believe that. I had to make some serious financial changes. You know, luckily for me now, I work at a culinary school, so I get to eat for free. So that cut down the budget a little bit, you know, so that helps out. But I couldn't believe how much money I was spending on takeout, you know, breakfast, lunch, and sometimes dinner or lunch and dinner or just lunch or breakfast every day. It was just ridiculous how much I was spending on takeout. So I had to take that money and be like, no, I can't continue to do this. I got to make sure I have money for me if something happens. Now, if you have a finance person that can help you in all these areas, please seek their help. They're all over the world. Wherever you live at, there should be some type of financing company, some type of financial counselor, some type of independent financial person that can help you do your budgets and keep you on track. Accounting individuals can help you do that too. But you want to make sure that you are paying close attention to your finances. You know, I couldn't understand, you know, someone, I have a family member, and I could not understand why they would buy a kid a $500 game system. To me, that just don't make any sense when you're barely making it. You're barely making it, but you're buying a game system for $500. We have to get out of this entertainment world and really pay attention to our finances because a lot of people, you know, that game system that was $500 was out of stock for months, and people running around trying to find this $500 game system for an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, what do a 4-year-old need a game system for? I'm not understanding. Like, it's just ridiculous on how we are spending money, but we need to be more conscious on how we spend money because $500 game systems for me, that's just my opinion, guys, don't make no sense. You know, get something educational. Get something that's going to teach you. You're going to pay $500 for a game. Make sure it's educational. Make sure it's actually teaching your child something about life. Make sure it's teaching your child about numerical numbers, alphabets, reading, business, anything like that. You know, something that's going to really make their brain work, not just a game system. We got to pay attention to our finances and stop buying things that we really honestly don't need. We need to go through our closets and get rid of everything that we haven't worn in the past 3 years, 2 years, 1 year. Throw it away. No, no, not throw it away. Give it away to charity. You know, I do that about every 3 to 4 months. I give a lot of clothes away to charity. But if I don't wear it, it's going to charity. And they give you a tax write-off slip, so you can write it off in your taxes. Another way of finances. The last one I'm going to mention is personal. Your personal life. What do you want in your personal life? You know, for example, in my personal life, I wanted to remodel my house. That's my personal life. You know, it's been throughout this pandemic. So we've been going room to room, and it's making me feel better because what they say is when you have a cluttered house or a house that you dislike, your mind is cluttered and you dislike things too. So my house isn't cluttered. It just needed a lot of updates. The kitchen needed to be done. I have plaster walls. So, you know, living where I live at, you know, heat, summer and wintertime, it cracks my walls every year. And like these, so I had to replace ceilings. I had to replace walls in my house. So in my personal life, that was making me have anxiety because it wasn't done. It wasn't getting done. And every time I called somebody to help me do it, it was like, okay, I'll come over and put the wall in today. Or I'll come over. Like, it caused so much anxiety for me that I was like, you know, I'm just going to do this myself because I don't really want people in my house during this pandemic. So I'm going to just, you know, do things myself. So I did. I started knocking out walls, and I put a wall up, and I painted the wall, and it's one room is very, very pretty. I mean, very pretty. The room is pretty. So, you know, it's my bling girl room. So it's very nice. Now I'm working on my kitchen. So what do you want in your personal life that's going to make you feel better? You know, whether, you know, getting your yard together for gardening, putting out some pretty flowers. What is it that you want in life? What do you want to do in life? You know, how are you going to make your life as powerful and as present as you want it? Who are you going to become in your life? Who do you want to become? What do you want to leave behind for your kids or your cousins, nieces, and nephews? What do you want them to know you from or as, or what did you do? You know, when we leave this earth, we want people to still continue to talk about us. So what do you want them to talk to you about, talk to the family about? You know, if you passed on, what is it that you want to leave? You know, whether that be write a book. You know, everybody can say, hey, such and such wrote a book. Did y'all ever read her book? Here's a copy of her book. So you left a book behind for people to understand you. You know, maybe you was, you know, that person that likes to sing. You know, get out there and start singing to the world. What do you want in your personal life? And I want you to do that and become that person. And like I always say, create your own you. Become the person you want to be and not what others want you to be. Again, this is Benita DeReese, and I am saying have a blessed and glorious day today and enjoy life to its fullest and be in the present. That is the key. Be in the present now. Have a great one. Enjoy. Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.